You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee met on Tuesday. Alderperson Jake Catnaugh brought a referral to ban the addition of fluoride to the city water supply. Discussion continued for over 45 minutes, with many alderpersons voicing their thoughts for and against fluoride being added. During the public comment period, Wisconsin Rapids dentist William Akey spoke in favor of the beneficial effects of topical and systematic fluoride. He said this is especially true for people who live in poverty and don't have dental coverage. In response to the question of fluoride sourcing, he stated,
"Fluoride is fluoride regardless of source."
Adam Brunig is the water superintendent for the Waterworks and Lighting Commission. He stated that WWLC does not have a medical professional on staff, therefore they defer to the experts.
Our recommendation to the committee is that we continue using it at the 0.7 parts per million range.
The committee voted 2 yeses to 1 no, and the motion to create an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's water supply passed. The city attorney will create the ordinance, and it will come before the full council. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist brought a referral to make revisions to Chapter 25 of the city's municipal code regarding dangerous animals and dog and cat regulations. The council decided to move forward with several changes to clarify the ordinance. Alderperson Jeff Penskover brought a referral to increase the terms of alderpersons and mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Discussion followed, with the general consensus being the term of alderpersons should not be increased, but it would be a good idea to increase the term of mayor from 2 years to either 3 or 4. The motion passed 2-1. If it passes the full council, it would not go into effect until the next mayoral election. The final item involved creating an ordinance allowing block parties and special events. Everyone spoke in favor of this idea. The motion passed 3-0. After the spread of election fraud falsehoods, more people become interested in observing the Wisconsin election process. Clerks welcomed more people to watch it all for themselves, but there weren't a ton of rules in place. That may soon change. Savannah Tomei-Olson reports.
After nearly 2 years of public meetings, collecting comments, and often heated discussion, the bipartisan commission agreed on some ground rules. Ultimately, these new rules require that observers show ID, make clear when they're allowed to start watching for the day and where they need to be in terms of closeness to voters, and guarantee access to disability accommodations and restrooms. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat.
The key is it guarantees observation at the time the zero tabulation is run that morning. That is the beginning of the open elections process. And it guarantees that observers have the right to be there. And that's an important part of the process. People want to make sure that the voting machines are showing a zero. That begins the time at which observers have a right to be present, even if it's before polls open at 7.
Fellow Commissioner and Republican Don Millis.
Not everything is sunshine and roses when the commissioners meet. You know, we have very heated arguments, and so we had some disagreements about some of the things that we talked about. But at the end of the day, we felt that it was more important to have a rule than not to have a rule.
Their point is that if 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission all agree that this is the best way forward, they hope Wisconsinites and lawmakers get on board too. The commission would like to have this rule in place for the 2026 elections. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with light snow, even a little light freezing drizzle this afternoon. Our high right around 28. More light snow and freezing drizzle tonight. Could get a half inch, maybe an inch of accumulation, 22 tomorrow. Gradual clearing, it'll be windy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.